412 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 880X, American State Trials. Had he been up there, he innocently called Newt to find out, he said, if Gant had gone, and Newt said to find out if everything was all right at the factory, and you know that the reason he called up was to find out if Newt, in making his rounds, had discovered the body of this dead girl. Would you convict him on this circumstance or that circumstance? No, but I would weave them all together, and I would make a rope, no one strand of which is sufficiently strong to send this man to the gallows for this poor girl's death, but I would take them all together, and I would say, in conformity with the truth and right, they all make such a rope and such a strand and such a cable that it's impossible not only to conceive a reasonable doubt, but to conceive any doubt at all. Frank was in jail. Frank had already stated in his affidavit at police headquarters, which is in evidence contradicting this statement and this chart which they have made, that he didn't leave his office between certain hours. Frank didn't know that his own detective, Harry Scott, had found this little Montine Stover, and I quote her evidence, I quote it, and I submit. It shows that she went in that office and went far enough in that office to see who was in there, and if she didn't go far enough in, it's passing strange that anybody in that office, Frank himself, could have heard that girl and could have made his presence known. Scott, their own Pinkerton detective, gets the statement from Montine Stover, and he visits Leo M. Frank in his cell at the jail. Frank, in order to evade that, says, "To the best of my recollection, I didn't stir out of the office, but it's possible that, in order to answer a call of nature, I may have gone to the toilet. These are things that a man does unconsciously and can't tell how many times nor when he does it. I tell you, gentlemen of the jury, that if this man Frank had remained in his office and was in his office when Montine Stover went in there, he would have heard her, he would have seen her, he would have talked with her, he would have given her her pay. I tell you, gentlemen of the jury, that if..."